This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Great to have you listening today. It's no secret that Waukesha has been trying to tap into Lake Michigan for years now. The deepwater aquifer on which the city has relied is not just overtaxed. Concentrations of cancer-causing radium have been found at alarming levels in the water. So Waukesha is under court order to come up with a solution by the summer of 2018. In May of 2010, the city submitted its first application to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources with a proposal to purchase and use water from the city of Milwaukee. But negotiations over the idea failed, and Waukesha now aims to purchase water from Oak Creek and return it via the Root River. That plan was the subject of a public meeting last night at Carroll University in Waukesha. City officials presented the plan, and citizens had the chance to weigh in and ask questions. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was there to monitor the mood and views of the crowd.
The scene seemed extremely civilized and almost sedate. 80 people found spots on neatly organized red chairs or milled around, peering at display boards that lined the perimeter of the auditorium. City employees stood on the ready to explain everything from the City of Waukesha's water conservation program to the merits of its diversion and return plan. Dan Dukniak conducted the presentation. He's general manager of Waukesha's water utility and walked the audience through why the proposal to purchase Lake Michigan water was the right solution for the city.
Initially, 14 different alternatives were considered. We looked at the Fox River, we looked at the Rock River, we looked at damming up the rivers, we looked at the quarries, the springs, we looked at different lakes, we looked at the different groundwater alternatives, and we looked at wastewater reuse. After the initial screening for quality and environmental and regulatory issues, we screened those down.
Dukniak says the six most promising alternatives received in-depth study. All, he said, fell short of being a long-term sustainable solution. Mike DuPont agrees. He says he looks at the problem through the lens of a 30-year Waukesha resident, as well as a civil engineer. DuPont says diversion is the right call.
I do. It's a sustainable solution. I just don't see that any of the other options they've presented are realistic. They're very expensive, and I think it's a good solution.
Lori Longtine doesn't share DuPont's conviction. She's a member of the Waukesha County Environmental Action League and has a list of concerns about the city's proposed water solution, beginning with the structure of this meeting. Residents didn't step forward and ask questions, instead submitted them in writing.
I find the format of these meetings troublesome because our organization, our coalition, has asked for an open format where citizens can ask questions and hear each other ask questions and hear the answers all together. And not only we had maybe 20 minutes of that, but there was really no give and take in terms if there was a follow-up question or the reader of the question did not understand the question as it was written.
Jared San Miguel didn't scribble questions on a piece of paper, but he came to soak up as much information as possible. This was the first public meeting he'd attended and says he's intensely interested. He's finishing an undergrad degree in environmental science at Carroll University. San Miguel reckons no matter what, Waukesha's water solution will come with significant environmental impacts.
People that give presentations like this that are kind of behind the project tend to make it sound a little better than it might be. A lot of their posters say there's going to be no impact to the environment or to the soils or anything like that, but the construction effort that it would take to build these pipelines and the service centers and moving all of that soil and the compaction of the other soil and stuff like that is going to have significant impacts.
Water utility manager Dan Dukniak doesn't budge from his conviction.
Being able to get to that point where you're able to recycle and reuse water and have no impact to the lake, have minimum disruption to the wetland areas, versus having impacts on 4,000 acres of wetlands impacting 1,600 wells, I think it's a pretty easy decision to make for the city of Waukesha. Now we can only hope that because of all the efforts that we put in, the 3,000 pages of application that we have, that we'll move towards an approval and ultimately solidifying the compact and protecting the Great Lakes.
Peter McAvoy believes Waukesha's plan does not meet Great Lakes Compact standards. He's part of a collection of conservation and environmental organizations called the Compact Implementation Coalition.
Our coalition, and I think most of the Great Lakes states when they adopted the compact, felt that diversions, if they're going to occur, should only occur under very limited circumstances, and it would be the last resort for a community, instead of it's more of a convenience.
Representatives from the Department of Natural Resources were on hand, too, to explain its role in evaluating Waukesha's plan. McAvoy says he's counting on the agency to test its soundness. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz reported from the first of four public meetings around the city of Waukesha's application to purchase Lake Michigan water. The next will be held November 13th in Oak Creek. The DNR is accepting comment on the plan until December 2nd. Ultimately, if it passes the DNR's muster, the other seven states and two Canadian provinces bordering the Great Lakes Basin must agree to it before Waukesha could draw from Lake Michigan. We'll examine the challenges facing African Americans at one area university when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.